Our next topic looks at the ideas that Christians believe around life after death. Of course, many Christians link life after death with the life of Jesus, who of course died, rose again, spent 40 days on earth before rising up to heaven to be with God. Therefore, the idea around an afterlife is a fundamental belief in Christianity. Many Christians believe that resurrection is a reality. However, there are different beliefs among Christians about what happens when a person who has died is resurrected. Some believe that a person's soul is resurrected very soon after death occurs. Others believe that sometime in the future, Jesus will return to judge and the dead will be raised. The Catholic Church and some Orthodox churches are quite clear that the resurrection will be a bodily one and that people will once again receive their old body, but transformed into a glorified state in which suffering does not exist. So the belief in our resurrection complements the belief that there is another life when this one ends. For Christians, there are different options, which seen are as rewards or punishments. As these options last for eternity, the decision-making process has to be operated perfectly. Christians are comforted by the belief that this process is under God's control. All religions have varying ideas on the afterlife, and groups within religions have slightly different views. Christians, for example, believe that human beings receive eternal life as a gift from God, and so a belief in the afterlife is for Christians dependent on a belief in God. The afterlife begins upon death, or at the Day of Judgment, when Jesus will come again to judge the living and the dead. As the Apostles' Creed says, he ascended into heaven and is seated to the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. Christians believe that it is God who decides the fate of those who die. God will take into the account the life of the person and to the extent which they have tried to get close to him, by following the teachings and examples of Jesus Christ. Jesus told a parable recorded in Matthew's Gospel that contains some description of God's work in judgment. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on the glorious throne in heavenly glory. And he will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on the right and the goats on the left. Then the king will come to those on the right and say, "Come, you are blessed by my Father. Take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was ill and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me." The sheep on his right asked when they had done these things. They were told that whenever they had done them for others, they had done them for him. He then condemned the goats for not acting in the same way for others. This passage gives Christians a good idea about the criteria God uses in terms of judgment on us and shows what they needed to do to be saved. Jesus makes it clear that in serving other people, Christians are indeed serving God. In his Gospel, John records a conversation Jesus had with the disciple Thomas, in which Jesus was preparing his disciples for his death. Jesus told them that he would go to prepare a place for them so they could join him. Thomas said, "We don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Even at his Last Supper, Jesus declared, "I am the resurrection and the life." So Christians believe that simply treating other people well in accordance with Christian morality is not enough to guarantee a good afterlife. So what does that afterlife include? Well, many Christians believe in the idea of two things called heaven and hell. There is one additional thing that Catholics believe, which is called purgatory, which is a place between heaven and hell. To explain briefly, purgatory is a place where maybe if you have committed some sin on earth, a place you can go in which to repent your sin. And if you repent your sin, God will allow you into heaven. But it's only in the Catholic faith that they believe in this state. Most Christian denominations believe in the idea of heaven and hell. Heaven is seen as a place that is commanded by God, which God sits on a huge throne, surveying the earth with angels flying around and people who have already passed. People like the idea of going to heaven because it gives them a chance to see maybe relatives that have already passed on. In many Christian pictures or images, it is often represented as a physical paradise, rewarding the good, possibly because this is the easiest way to represent it. However, this does not mean Christians necessarily believe it's a physical or a spiritual place. Among Christians, there are different opinions as to who will be with God eternally. Some Christians are only those who believe in Jesus and follow his teachings will be God with God in heaven. Other Christians think that heaven is reserved for Christians and perhaps followers of other religions who have lived good lives and pleased God in doing so. Others believe that it is a place for those who simply call themselves Christian or have been baptized as a Christian. All Christians believe that God will forgive sin and therefore enable them to come to heaven. The parable of the sheep and goats does seem to indicate that this is a reward for both faith and action. Only one is insufficient. Therefore, following God's teachings put to the human race through Jesus Christ is a way in which to reach heaven. Some Christians believe also in the idea of hell. This is a place ruled over by Satan or the devil. Satan, to many Christians, is a being that God sent to hell for committing sin. This is a place where some Christians believe you are sent if you have committed sin on earth. How far that sin is unknown. But some believe that if you have committed lots of sin on earth, God will send you to hell. However, some Christians believe that an all-loving God would not condemn his creations to hell. Therefore, perhaps hell is something that exists as a state of mind in which to create fear in the human race. Some quotes that could be used in which to think about life after death or heaven and hell, as there are many different references to it in Scripture. One, of course, is, there are many rooms in my Father's house, which suggests that this is a place where you go. It's a lovely place and you'll go there if you've lived a very good life and you have been a good person. One other quote could link to the idea that hell is a place of everlasting fire and terror shut out from the Lord. This would suggest that you may well end up here if you have committed sin on earth. Therefore then, to recap this topic, Christians fundamentally believe in the idea of an afterlife. This is a fundamental Christian belief. This is linked, of course, to Jesus' death and resurrection and his ascension to heaven after 40 days to be with God. Christians believe in the idea of heaven and hell, but have different beliefs about how Christians reach heaven. Some Christians believe that you follow the teachings of Jesus, that you will end up with God in heaven. Some Christians believe that you have to live a good life in which to go to earth, doing good deeds and practicing Christianity. However, some Christians believe simply that you being baptized as a Christian is enough for you to reach heaven. However, some Christians believe in the idea of hell and that if you have lived a bad, sinful life on earth, God will send you to hell to be with the devil, shut out from the Lord. However, some Christians do believe that heaven is no more than just a state of mind in which to create fear in God's creations, and that an all-loving God, an omnibenevolent God, would not send his creations to hell, but instead would forgive them for their sins. As Jesus also forgave those who crucified him. Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. So therefore, all Christians believe in the idea of heaven. There are just many routes. Some Christians believe in the idea of hell. but there are different criteria as to how you would reach them.